South Korea will have a new president, and he brings a mixed record with him to the Blue House, as the president's mansion is known. Lee Myung-bak won a strong victory in yesterday's election. He's been a business executive, a lawmaker, and a big city mayor. He also has been indicted for campaign irregularities and will take office under a cloud of financial scandal. South Koreans knew this and ignored it. From Seoul, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Lee Myung-bak's victory was record-setting. In a crowded field of 10 candidates, he received just under 50%. His margin over the second-place finisher, Liberal Chung Dong-young, was the largest since South Korea became a democracy in 1987. But turnout at not quite 63% was the lowest ever. Small crowds of supporters gathered in downtown Seoul to sing his praises, celebrations carried on national television. When Lee arrived at his campaign headquarters, the reception was polite. Lee himself had very little to say in brief victory remarks. I sincerely thank the people, he said. I will work hard for the nation. I'll revive our economy, which is in crisis, and I'll make sure our nation is united. The subdued reaction here perhaps has something to do with the public perception of Lee. On the one hand, he is always described as capable and competent.
A lot of people consider him as a doer rather than talker.
Jin Hyun Paik teaches international studies at Seoul National University. But there is also the widespread view here that Lee is somehow morally deficient, tainted as his career has been by charges ranging from campaign irregularities to financial corruption, says Paik.
Obviously, Korean people preferred competent leader to clean leader this time.
Lee's personal story is much like that of millions of other South Koreans. Born into poverty during World War II, Lee and his family scraped out a living as street peddlers. The South Korean economic miracle of the 1960s and 70s brought benefits to millions, but few rose as high as Lee. He went to work for Hyundai, and after only a decade, he took the job as Hyundai Construction's chief executive. He ran for parliament in the 1990s, but was indicted for campaign spending violations. In 2002, he was elected mayor of Seoul. His campaign for president was marred by allegations of stock manipulation in a now defunct investment company. Korean voters chose to concentrate on his positive qualities and overlook his unpleasant side, says political scientist Nae Young Lee.
In this election, because the level of dissatisfaction with current government was so deep, people decide to overlook the moral issue of candidate Lee Myung-bak.
Not everyone. If there was a single theme to the campaign against him, it was the charge that he has consistently been less than candid with the public. A lone silent protester in downtown Seoul, dressed in traditional Korean robes, knocks a stick against a gourd. The protester carries a hand-printed sign. It reads, Lee Myung-bak, stop your lying. Lee faces two key challenges as he looks forward to his inauguration in February. A special prosecutor is expected to probe deeper into the investment company collapse that has dogged him. Should there be an indictment, it could cripple Lee's administration before it gets started. Then there's the economic situation, which Lee may have trouble fixing on his own, given the troubled state of the global economy right now, observes Jin Hyun Paik.
Korean people's expectation is very high, so the challenge facing Lee Myung-bak is how to meet this high expectation when world economy seems to be declining.
Lee shied away from international issues during his campaign, but today he indicated he is open to continued dialogue with North Korea. He did say, in contrast to the outgoing government of President Noh Moo-hyun, the most important thing is for North Korea to get rid of its nuclear weapons. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.